希望你能理解，若没侥幸怎么说明我真的爱你。拒绝不轻易，眼神中飘逸，总是在关键时刻清楚东西，你的坚定陪我颠沛流离，思绪中清晰，明白你背着我聪明。
Welcome to Call Me Negotiator. And here today we have Jason, right?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, Jason, well, like, to describe you, we had a one-time conversation. And I think you shared with me a lot of the, I would say the rock culture. Is that rock?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, it's all broadly rock, you know. It's like there's a lot of different subgenres, so you can
right.
go rock or metal or industrial or whatever, but yeah,
okay.
It's all rock.
Yeah, okay, I see. So another thing that since we have the live streaming on tuning in the Chinese platform, mm-hmm. and we just saw the comment that you literally answered to, like somebody asked, yeah. Is he trans? Because they, I think this is what Chinese audiences understood about Canadian culture, mm. where there is a big thing about LGBTQ,
yeah,
so people
yeah, yeah.
get really aware of that, and that's not something that's big in China.
Right.
Could you, from a Canadian person perspective, could you actually share with us about this culture a little bit?
Well, it's really interesting. So I am not trans, but I do consider myself a part of the LGBT community. I don't know. It's interesting. It's very open, and I think that's something that's really good and healthy for people. I think, well, it's just like with relationships, right? Mm. Communication is kind of key to a lot of things. So being able to express yourself in this way, however you want to, is very important for
right. I feel like for us, especially for people from Asia country, for a more traditional culture lead country like China mm. or even like South Korea, we have limited understanding about how people identify them as LGBTQ groups. Let's say when people say I'm part of LGBTQ, then we would say, oh, maybe this person is gay or is trans. That's all the knowledge we have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, how? But since you mentioned about you're not them, but then also you consider yourself as part of it. How can we understand that part?
Well, it's like it's all different. The reason why people like gay people and trans people are grouped together is because they've been historically treated the same way. A lot of laws and stuff have been put on to target both of them at the same time. So I myself am non-binary, bisexual, but I lean towards masculine. I was born a man, and that's kind of generally where I sit. So it's not like a huge thing. But.
I see. So to include more people in the group and find our identity, that is like something that we could share with people who are not, let's say, in Canada and exposed under this culture. Like, we don't have to be identified in certain ways, but however, we still feel that we are not a part of the mainstream culture, and we wanted to identify ourselves in a unique way, and this might be a group that we find that we would belong to.
Yeah, it's like a group of misfits or something, you know?
I feel like since you look really rocky, so could you share with us? Because I feel like that is something similar than the identity group or identity topic that we've been discussed. So I actually understand very little about rock culture. And I would share a little bit about my understanding towards rock culture is that I used to think those people look very punky and they wear those decorations where it looks very harsh and masculine. So I assumed that they could be scary and that they could just come and beat people. And then, however, after that, I met people like you and I talked to other people. They're just so soft. They're so nice, even sometimes like in a mellow tone, so easygoing, and that caused a lot of conflict to my understanding. So could you share with us a little bit about that culture?
Well, something I've heard thrown around about rock culture is that it's like if nice people were trying to dress up as mean people. And I get that a lot. All my friends who are kind of in it are just very nice and sweet people.
Right.
And I feel like there's also, because like the music is definitely a part of it, the type of music that we listen to. It scares away some people. Some people don't like the harsher sides of it. And I feel like that kind of just comes through like just a life thing. Like, we're all at this point where we're enjoying this kind of music. There's a mutual understanding in that. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like what you said, it really fits my observation. Not necessarily everybody who dresses as mean people are nice, but definitely feel that we could armor us up for some reason. But why do you think there's a phenomenon like that? Like, why nice people do not, like those group of people choose not to just show themselves to others in a nice way?
Well, it could be a way of weeding people out. I mean, that is how, like, it's a way of associating with people with similar tastes and interests and feelings. Like, I can go to a concert and see people who dress a similar way to me, and I can be like, man, most of these people are probably really chill. It's also a way, because just like how we dress up mean even though we're nice, there's also people who dress up nice even though they're mean. And this is kind of a way to weed those people out, you know? Like, if they're not willing to talk to us because of the way we dress, you know?
I would say, like, maybe, I guess, there's another way to show the signal to kind of attract people who, oh, like, I see the outfit, and then I kind of know we have something in common immediately, and we discover or explore with less time, and then we find each other immediately. And I, because as a human being, we definitely wanted to be seen, be heard, and be understood, right? So, but then Okay, tell us about how's the rock culture is, because last time I think you shared a little bit about how they go to the concert, and then the way they interact with each other is kind of like pushing, and what is that?
So it's all just about, like, I don't know, getting feelings out, I guess. Like, when you're, I don't know, when you're just alive, you're doing stuff, you can have, like, feelings of anger and stuff built out. And if you go to a place where suddenly it's okay to put these feelings out in a way that won't hurt other people, because that's the thing. There's kind of rules of conduct with the moshing and the fighting and stuff where it's like you're not really trying to hurt these other people. You're all just like getting the movement out. So when you're in a space that allows you to do that, it can feel really freeing to be able to.
I guess... for us who are not in this part of the group, we don't understand. I would say it's relatively a minority culture, right? Because it's definitely not mainstream culture. So for a lot of people who don't understand it, like we experienced before, that people could just put a single tag on it to fit their understanding or our understanding, because it's just kind of how our brain works. We're trying to save our cognitive energy. And so, oh, this is something that I heard, so... okay, that must be it.
But there's, I don't know, there's definitely depth to it. It's like a lot of, I don't know, intersection, different groups and stuff.
Exactly. I feel like what you shared is one of the intersection, is that everybody has to, especially for adult, right, more or less need to put a mask on and have to find a way to control our emotions where we cannot release in public. But sounds like this rock culture allows people like you or everybody to be involved in this environment and just feel safely release or show our emotion.
100%. I was actually... this is kind of relevant. I was at the after party for the band Health. I really like them. One of the main guys from Health, Johnny Health, was doing a DJ set. And the final song was a industrial remix of the theme song for Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay.
And it was so awesome. He jumped down from the stage. And, like, everybody was just, like, bumping into each other and stuff. And in that... it wasn't just anger. There was also just a sense like, man, all these people have gotten to the same point that I did. All these people have been through a similar route in life. And now we're here and we're enjoying good music together.
Oh, wow. So that's more of the life experience related sort of thing. Like, kind of connected with empathy. But how, like, how did you mean about, like, how to say, this person knows that you guys went through a similar time period by like just pushing each other.
It's, well, you can never really know for sure, but you just kind of get the sense that like you're with these people. They want to be bumping into you as much as you are bumping into them.
I see.
It's just like there's certain ways that people build up in life that get them to points where they are. There's ways that you become, or there's like, I don't know.
It's just like a sense of emotion.
Yeah, we've all landed here. We've all gotten here from wherever we started.
Right. So under that scenario or that specific situation, I want to know at that time, what kind of life experience that people feel we might have in common.
Sorry, could you elaborate a little more?
Right, like you said about the DJ, sorry, I couldn't repeat his name, and the after party thing, but then there's just something that happens, make you guys feel related to each other by bumping with each other. But what could you articulate or guide us to dive deeper about what kind of life experience at that moment that you feel like, oh my God, I released and I felt connected?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like, it can be hard, like, just going through, like, people who listen to goth music tend to be very sad people.
What
or
is
can
goth
be.
Music?
Goth music? Okay, real quick lesson. So
oh, great.
Goth is a subculture of rock culture where it's, like, Well, it came out of post-punk. I don't really know. It's not my specific niche, so I don't know too much about how to describe it. I definitely have friends who could better, but it's just like about music that's about just sad, but not in like an emo way. Emo, there's very much a lot of anger with the sadness, you know?
Right.
With goth, it's more contemplative. You kind of think about it more. It's got more of like the, I don't know, just the thinking aspect. It's like the very much melancholy of the four medieval humors. I don't know how much you know about that.
Right, I don't know much about it. Could you educate me a little bit?
So in medieval era Europe, they believe that your body was comprised of four humors, which correspond to different liquids inside of you. So there's sanguine, which is blood. That's like very happy and jolly. There's the yellow bile and black bile. Or no, there's one more. I haven't brushed up on this recently, but there's a few. But one of them, I believe black bile, is melancholia, which is, it's sad, but not in like a numb kind of way. It's in like a really thinking and pensive, like a philosophical type of sadness.
Right, it's just kind of like sadness full of compassion and maybe some way connect to the nature or the earth.
And some self-reflection to that, too.
Okay, so in that case, back to the rock music or that goth situation.
Yeah.
Like goth.
Goth music is very much that like self-reflective type of...
Okay. So it seems like this punk culture is not as what people who understood this less likely to understand it deeply. How to say, like, I used to be like, oh, I thought those people are scary, or they just, maybe they, if I see it, how they interact with each other in a concert, I'd probably be like, those very violent. But seems like there's a deeper emotion getting involved in it, and people are not there just to show off themselves, or to just like, oh, I dress up really cool, I'm so brave to do this, and to mark myself very uniquely. But I find this place that I can completely immerse myself and get involved to release my emotion or feel some kind of emotion more deeply.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like that's really the root of it. It's just about being in a space where you know that you have and do feel similar things to a lot of other people around you.
That's very deep.
And listening to good music, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like music is a very straightforward way to guide us into kind of music, emotion, sorry.
Yeah.
So I think that is very insightful, because for a lot of people, we're just trying to find a group or way to release our emotion or to feel our emotion in a deeper way, because nowadays it's just so stressful. Although we are very blessed in the peaceful world, in the peaceful part of the world, but it is a stressful society, and sometimes we're just kind of numbed, right?
We feel there's so much changing all the time that you just kind of stop feeling it when something new happens. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have time to really consider all the impacts of everything that's been happening.
Yeah, I'd say like one way for human beings to feel that we're alive, and that is a fundamental need for us to feel that I am alive, is by releasing and feeling our emotions. Yeah, and so this music and this vibe actually give us the opportunity or environment to feel that, oh, this is my emotion, not just being numbed because we've been depressing or pressing our emotions for a long time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say like that encourages a lot of people to, especially for Asian countries, right? Because we're very focused on dedicated to our work, to be grinding and to achieve something and pressing our emotions. And I guess people realize that it's really toxic. And now we're trying to release our creativity in the, I would say, the AI world. So we feel our emotions, and that is the important part for us to find a different pathway. And that sounds like could be one way to introduce to people too.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to make sure that they're strong enough to be bumping in with each other.
It's honestly, though, something I've found with these cultures is that you go to a concert, even though we're all, you know, jumping into each other, if there's like a 90-100-pound girl who wants to get in, people like let them, and they also keep track. If someone falls in a mosh pit, it around them, it stops, and they help them get up before they get back to the dancing.
Right.
It's really, I think that's another part of the community aspect where even though we're all here to bump into each other, again, no one's actually trying to get hurt. We're still all trying to have a good time. So there's like a sense of trying to help everybody have that.
Right. So it sounds like it is kind of creates a conflict or the conflict between how it looks like and what it really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like they look like pretty violent because the music is really loud and full of screams, something like that.
Yeah.
But then people do be there, or at least most of the people are creating this protection net that kind of expressing the love and caring to each other. It sounds like in that case.
100%.
Last time you mentioned about if somebody is targeting or being targeted.
Yeah.
What does that call it?
That's like, well, it's just frowned upon. If you, I believe it's called crowd killing. I'm less into the hardcore stuff. But if you're targeting someone, if you're actively trying to hurt other people, if you're trying to like be extra brutal, that's like not cool. And sometimes just the security guards step in because they're there watching, making sure everybody is playing it safe. Or sometimes the crowd gets involved, you know? You see this 250-pound, 40-year-old man beating on this smaller lady, and people are like, yo, you know, what the fuck are you...
What the heck is that?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. I understand. So I actually find that community is a lot more, I would say, likable and cute than I thought so. Obviously, we put stereotype or biases to people, right? And especially for like, oh, this person looks like so violent, I have to stay away because they must be like so violent.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
I feel like there is a sense of like publicizations, especially groups that are working with much larger artists. Like imagine a marketing team for Taylor Swift.
Okay.
There's also this sense of community with Taylor Swift fans, obviously. It's very famous. They have a group name and everything.
Right.
But it operates a little differently, and you don't get to that level of just being that close and that in sync with people. And there could be, I'm not saying this is what happens, but there could be some counterplay involved, trying to get their artists on top, saying, hey, these guys are scary. You might want to avoid them.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, that kind of reveal part of the truth or how the world runs in the human society, where we do not always look like, or people don't always look like who they are. Like, especially nowadays, we saw some, like, really disgusting news from, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. This is really, we're not going to talk about them because they're really disgusting. But then the point is, you realize a lot of people, they trying to act nice, and they act like how do you call that?
Like philanthropists?
Yes.
Yeah.
And but then they're actually the real devils. However, and from the community that you share, not saying that all of them are nice and loving, but the community, the vibe is actually very different, and there's something deeper to gather people, right?
Yeah, 100%. It's really about like, well, because like I dress this way not only to fit into community, because it looks cool. Like, I really like this jacket.
It is a good looking jacket.
Thank you. But it's like, if what you desire to look like is someone who's totally normal,
right?
that it's like, what are we doing? Like, why do you want to look that way? Why is that what you want to project out into the world?
I think that's something the Asian society, I mean, obviously cannot represent everybody, but obviously we know, especially for countries like Japan, I would say China is more in the in between, where we're not as as individualist as like or individualized as the Western countries, right? However, we're definitely not as I'm not so sure how, what's the word to describe countries
I've
like Japan.
I've heard it described as assimilationist.
Assimilationist? Interesting. First time heard of it.
Assimilationist. So it's like everybody, it's the desire of the system of the country for all, pretty much all the workers to be as similar as possible.
Wait, what's the word again? Could you?
Assimilationist.
Okay. Yeah, I think Japan is definitely like that. However, it just kind of pressed the human nature a little bit too much, pressed the emotion a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Japan's suicide rates, that's a pretty clear indicator. They have very, very high suicides relative to a lot of other countries, even China. And I think that is really because a lot of people there are being told to by like everything around them to suppress themselves. There are still counterculture groups. I believe it was, I've seen some stuff about the Japanese skateboarding community in the early 2000s. A lot of really interesting style. I mean, even the movies that are coming out of there, you look at Akira, you look at the motorcycle gangs. There's definitely this desire to want to be unique and special in Japan, but it's just due to the way the system's set up, it's a lot harder to achieve it.
I see. Yeah, I feel like the younger generation in China now are very desired to seek for their own uniqueness. However, we do, we're educated in the way we do put the group benefit at a very important role or important level. However, under that umbrella, we do want to find our own uniqueness.
Yeah.
And I think it also helps us to explore and find our own creativity and our own talented niche. And to fit the AI era. So maybe we can find some inspiration from this kind of mindset or culture.
Totally. And there is definitely such a thing as too much. There's, in the United States, there's very much a sense of like, you could be the one to rise above everybody else and become a millionaire. I mean, it's the American dream. That's what people have, that's what we've been selling for 150, 200 years, that you can come here and become better. Just by your own merit, and that's very not true. And then people, I mean, just the way it's set up, you look at who's been in power, look at, I mean, go back to the, you know, 1920s with the Rockefellers, and then now with all these AI super titan companies. It's very difficult as someone who's just on like a blue collar job level to rise up beyond that. The system's kind of set up so that you can't. And people, there, occasionally people get very frustrated with this. They can, it can cause them to be like, why is it not working for me? And then, you know, really bad things can happen.
Yeah, I think you kind of put this on the table where we just realized that in 2025 and 2026, especially after this Jepsen file and sort of things got relieved and then got put on the table and unfolded.